Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about this piece especially. And what has changed for you while you're dancing this piece right now?
What changed me? Each time I dance, I really go through a different place. Sometimes it's a battleship, I mean, up on the boat, sometimes in the field, but so I feel each time is very different. So that, going through each piece, each time, changed me a lot. I know it's a very strange way to think about it, but it's not just the one same piece each time. And then the journey of the each performance is fulfillment of my own journey.
And how do you prepare your body when you enter this piece?
I prepare my body, not just particularly this piece, but dancing on stage, anything could happen. So I like to be prepared anything. So sometimes I spray, sometimes because the bench, sometimes I bang, but I try not to react too much. So I'd be ready for anything. But of course you have to do all the stretches and all this contraction release. And particularly, I have to push the bench, so I needed to have a little bit more arm muscle. So I do a little bit of push-up sometimes to gain a little bit more power. Yeah.
And the costume is very special. Maybe you can tell us a bit about it.
Yes. Costume, the first time, like 1987-88, Therese Capocilli with Martha Graham and with Carol Free, they revived this dance piece. They performed black and white costume. And I have a dance teacher named Jean Erdman who remember actual deep song from Martha's. And she told me, Mickey wasn't white and black. But it was a different, little bit maroon and different cream color. But the costume design is still maintained from Martha's time. And then 1987-88, they made it with the wool jersey, which is really heavy and warm. And now we are making it, this costume with the synthetic fabric, and this is heavier than wool jersey. As you can tell, you can see.
Wow. Yeah. It changes a lot about the movement.
Yeah. So I wear this. It's a really heavy dress on. When you turn, the skirt has a volume, so it really turns. And you have to be strong enough to stand with the core so the skirt wouldn't take you around. And also the costume becomes your partner, so I have to think about how the skirt trails, how I move, and skirt finish my movement. So I love the idea of that skirt is part of my choreography.
And are you still rehearsing with
I don't rehearse with the skirt anymore, but when I'm rehearsing without the skirt, I really think about more connected to the tanden in Japanese, and I guess we call the core. Core could be big area, but I really try to find the center because that's what you need. And even that, I fall sometimes, and no, it's okay.
And I love the sentence of Martha Graham as well, when she says that if you fall, you don't fall away, you fall into yourself. Mm. So, and you have done a lot of solo works, and also in resonance. What is special, or how does it feel right now to dance deep song?
It's actually very honored to be dancing deep song right now, because I left the company a few years ago. With my project, I would dance solo works, but deep song wasn't part of my concert, solo concert yet. And going through this piece, in my idea of journey, the travel a lot with what's happening right now, the pandemic, lockdown, and people dying, and so I can connect that, and I'm very, this is not a happy piece, but each time I dance, I feel I go through that, and that gives me the, what would be the, gives me the I don't want to say the satisfaction, but resolved in my body, in my, what's going on in my head, like to see this, what's happening around the world, that I go through this dance that really resolves each time.
And how is it also related to the movements? Like, do you work with images as well while you are dancing, or are there appearing images? Or
I do use a lot of images. My images maybe not the way the audience would see, but I do use special images for certain section.
Could you give an example?
Yes. Like, towards the end, I'll come forward and come back to the bench twice. And that's when I'm usually see the dead body, and I try to find somebody that I'm looking for, or just carrying them, or so I see dead bodies. And I never had a child, but there's a section that you carry the baby and losing the baby. So that kind of images I go through. And with the bench, for me, bench could be the shelter, bench could be the coffin, could be the sad place, or maybe safe place. So that images come through. Sometimes it's very interesting, because you know this piece. I don't think about what's next anymore. But sometimes I hit the music, or I'm hitting the movement, but music didn't come, or that kind of incidents surprise me. Like, oh, in my head, it's like, oh my God, is the music coming, or am I late? I don't really think about that, but sometimes like different images come through, because that different timing happens.